12th parak of Shabbos Mishnah Alpha, starting a new malacha, Haboina. Building on Shabbos is also. The classic building is building Bakaraka, building something which is connected to the ground. There are certain forms of binyan bekalim which are also asur. By binyan bekalim, even if it's not a very strong connection between the things, so like putting a door on its hinges or taking it off as it's in the right on Shabbos. Whereas by kalim, it has to be a more serious chiva, which we'll discuss at some other time. Go upon him. Haboina kama yivna b'yichayis. What is the minimum amount of binyan that one will be chayis? Kolshu, if it's something that has some purpose, even if it's very small hole that he makes in the ground, which is all type of a boina, or any small thing that he makes, as long as it has a use, it's a derisa. A misatet. Misatet is somebody who takes a stone and squares it off so it should be able to be used for building purposes. A makir b'patish, somebody hits with a hammer on something, also to make finishing off touches on the stone. Some say it means cracking the stone off the mountain after they chisel it around, or make certain type of finishing touches on the stone itself. Uba matzod, a person who uses some type of cutting implement to do this finishing touches. He is chayiv. This is a malacha called makah v'patish. It's a separate malacha. But even though he made a general item, but finishing touches on an item is also is a derisa to makah v'patish. If somebody sews a garment and he lets in the strings to make the hems, and then he pulls out that little string, that's makah v'patish. Hakodeya kolshu. If somebody drills a hole, even if it's very small, since it has a purpose, it's also a chayiv. It's also a derisa. And all of these things are, no matter how small they are, as long as they have some use. It's the rest of their cloud. So he's a malacha. The person does a malacha. A malacha is kayemet v'shavis chayev. There's various ways of reading this. One reading this is, the person does a malacha. A malacha is kayemet. It's a malacha that is a permanent type of malacha. If he does it on Shabbos, he's chayev. But another way which the Rav Magid brings down is that as long as the malacha will last for the Shabbos, that's considered permanent enough to be chayev. So come upon is that many big halachic nafkamina say, if you do something that will last only for one day, if you write something, it will last one day. So many Rishayim would hold that only it's a drabbanon, because since it's not a permanent writing, it will last only 2 days. So only it's a drabbanon. And those that say, based on the Rav Magid, it would be it's a derisa, since it lasts for one Shabbos. Come upon, one should clarify any fakers he has on this issue with the Rav. The person who knocks with his hammer on a piece of metal is also chayiv. It also is fixing it up. The idea behind this is that the hammer would get some little bumps in it, and if you want to smooth out thin sheets of gold, for example, any little bump on the hammer will damage the sheet of gold. So every once in a while they would knock the hammer on another piece of metal to smooth it off. Since this is moving off the hammer, this is also a type of makir v'patish, which is the malach on Shabbos, you're fixing up the hammer.